For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. The Ingham County Health Department recently launched a campaign to spread Lyme disease prevention awareness. They urge the use of insect repellent, proper clothing while hiking, and checking yourself for ticks. But what can happen if you contract Lyme disease? I asked the MSU College of Osteopathic Medicine to connect me with someone to talk with about Lyme disease, and they recommended Dr. Jessica Hazelschwert, who, in the interest of disclosure, is my niece.
One of the first signs that you might notice is actually an illness that looks like the flu. So you might have headaches or joint or muscle pain, fevers, and overall just fatigue. So it can be really hard to distinguish that from just a regular viral illness like the cold or flu. The thing that really distinguishes Lyme disease is that it often is accompanied by a rash.
If someone thought they had the flu, would it last longer than they might anticipate a case of the flu to last? How would they maybe on their own differentiate it from having the flu?
Yeah, so one way is just that rash that I was talking about. Traditionally, we call it a bullseye rash or a target rash, meaning that it has a sort of central clearing with a red rim, but it doesn't always look like that. Sometimes it may just be a red spot. The rash happens in about 80% of cases, but sometimes there's really nothing to distinguish it. It may go on longer than the flu typically does, or you may just have to be cognizant of the fact that you could have had a tick exposure.
So I'm sick and I have this rash and I go to the doctor. What does the doctor do?
Well, if you have a pretty traditional case, if you know that you've been in an area where you could have been exposed to ticks, and if your symptoms match up pretty well, especially if you have that rash, the doctor may not need to do any testing at all. They may just put those puzzle pieces together and figure out that this looks a lot like Lyme and go ahead and get you started on treatment. If they're not sure, if it's a little bit questionable, then they may actually run some blood tests to figure out if this is Lyme. And then the treatment for Lyme is typically antibiotics.
And how long a course of antibiotics?
It really depends. If it's an early case that you've caught pretty quickly, then it may just be a fairly short course of oral antibiotics. If you have some of the more severe later manifestations of the disease, then you may actually end up with a longer course or potentially IV antibiotics.
Tell me about the risks of delaying seeking treatment if it turns out that you have Lyme disease.
So if you don't catch it in the early stages, within about the first 3 to 30 days, then the disease may actually spread in the bloodstream or in the lymphatic system, and then it can cause problems in other parts of the body. So you may end up with more severe joint disease. You can get more swelling of your joints and more severe pain. At times, it can even cause neurological problems. So you may get something called Bell's palsy, which is where part of your face droops, or you can get a pretty severe inflammation of the covering of your spinal cord and brain called meningitis, or infection in the brain itself, encephalitis. Rarely you can even get cardiac manifestations. It can affect your heart. So it's pretty uncommon, but sometimes you can get actually heart arrhythmias as a result of Lyme disease.
So this isn't something to be trifled with.
Right. Yeah, it can be pretty severe if you miss the early treatment stages.
Let's say I know that I've been exposed to a tick. Maybe I actually found the tick. Maybe I even did what I have been told to do about removing the tick. Should I still go to the doctor?
Yes, absolutely. It does take about 36 hours or more for a tick to transmit Lyme disease to you. So if you found a tick that either you know it's been on you for a long period of time or you're not sure how long it's been attached to you, then you should absolutely go to the doctor. You can actually get one dose of antibiotics to prevent getting Lyme disease if you are treated promptly.
Dr. Jessica Hazelschwert, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.